Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, Lee, they're back to weaponizing the SCOTUS.
Yeah.
Ruling again, lying about it.
Yep.
Scaring the heck out of their sheeple. That Trump will rule as a dictator with the Supreme Court backing him, and that Joe Biden is making, this is a fantasy, it's a story they're writing, that Joe Biden is trying to save the country from a Trump dictatorship. But we don't know if we're gonna survive it. Here's just a sample of the lies that the mainstream media and Joe Biden have told their sheeple about the Supreme Court immunity ruling. Again, if Trump did something while he's elected president, committed some crime that wasn't related to his presidential duties, immunity doesn't cover it. It only covers his official duties. And by the way, that's for Democrats or Republicans. And there have been scores of Supreme Court rulings on this going all the way back to the founding. This is not new, but they're pretending it is.
It's almost like a license to thug in a way. Like, you can do whatever you want.
What matters is that the other guy wants to be a king. And this court has said, yes, you are a king and we are the king's hand.
Did the court just say, yeah, you can assassinate a political rival?
People are exploring options to live in other countries if they think they could be targeted for prosecution by Donald Trump, because targeting you or targeting me or targeting Andrew would be an official act based on today's decision.
This is a death squad ruling. This is a ruling that says that as long as you can construe it as an official or quasi-official act, you can do absolutely anything.
Nope,
absolutely
not
anything.
True.
And never be held accountable, not only while you are president, but forever.
Theoretically, President Biden, acting within the scope of his official duties, could dispatch the military to take out the conservative justices on the court, and he'd be immune.
Okay, all that is a total lie.
Yeah, this is irresponsible.
But that's what the shooter heard. That is what Crooks heard before he went to that rally. Biden donor. By all appearances, a liberal pro-Biden troll. He had a Gab account. Andrew Torba, the had a gab, you know, has preserved all of it, begging somebody to come get it. But he was a liberal troll defending Biden, so they don't want to find
right.
a motive.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, did that affect Crooks? Maybe. Maybe, because look, if you read the Federalist Papers, if the government actually got as dictatorial as what they are describing there, it would be incumbent upon you to stop them.
Hey, did it affect the Secret Service?
I don't know.
Well, I mean.
Oh, I see what you're meaning. Yeah, no, okay. Like they thought, oh my gosh, this guy's a runaway dictator. You would if you listen to MSNBC or well, just any of our mainstream media outlets.
Yeah.
So to update the story, they were whipping them into a frenzy, maybe a frenzy of violence. If what they were saying is true, violence probably would be justified if you read the Federalist Papers. By the left, it's not, because it's not true, but they're lying. So Biden comes out with this ridiculous, hey, let's go ahead and get these conservatives off the court and pack the court proposal. Oh, and let's do an amendment to the Constitution. Urge Congress to establish term limits for justices who currently serve for life. Impose an enforceable code of conduct. So basically they want the right to do lawfare on Supreme Court justices they disagree with, but not those they agree with. That's what that says. And all of this. Okay. So they know that none of these proposals are going anywhere.
No, this is an absolutely abject political stunt. That's all this
to
is.
To scare
this is
their
campaign
sheeple.
Fodder. Exactly.
So that nobody will talk about their economic record, in which that story you had earlier was so sadly, and I looked it up. People are having to choose between food and auto insurance, and a near all-time high of people are now skipping the auto insurance. It's 1 in 5. Mm-hmm. They can't afford it. And I mean, I get it. If I can't afford food, I'm not paying for my auto insurance. I'll just have to drive real safe and hope I can make it to the grocery store.
And drive an old car, because the newer they are, the more expensive the insurance. And of course, we know that it's been, you know, rapidly increasing the value of the average cost of any new vehicle now, particularly if you're talking about electric vehicles, but even just the standard internal combustion engine vehicles. The average price has gone up tremendously. It's almost doubled in the past few years.
Yeah, by inflation and other problems. So, okay. So Biden is scaring everyone again with the Supreme Court thing. Listen to the evolution of what he said yesterday, because it started with this.
The Republican Speaker of the House said whatever he proposes is dead on arrival. Well, I think his thinking is dead on arrival.
So it starts off with, I think his thinking, talking about Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, is dead on arrival. Then he's boarding the plane. Media comes up to him and says, hey, you know, you said Speaker Johnson called your Supreme Court reform dead on arrival. Biden says, and I quote, that's what he is talking about Mike Johnson. What do you want, an assassination attempt on him now? Ask for a clarification. The reporter said that he is what? And Biden responded, he is, period, dead on arrival. There's engine noise in the back, Lee. So if I play it over the radio, you're not going to be able to hear it. But you can hear it very clearly. I've put the video up on my Twitter feed at Tara Servatius. So you don't have to be on Twitter to watch it. You should watch. It's remarkable. He just said the speaker is dead on arrival.
Yeah. But he's Joe. He gets away with it.
Makes sense to them, given their rhetoric that Trump is going to put death squads in the street. Liberal journalists are going to have to move to other countries for fear of their lives. He's going to put him in prison. He's going to be a dictator. Supreme Court's going to let him. Then using that language fits that, the lies they've been telling. Can you imagine if Trump described, I don't know, pick somebody, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah, let's say Chuck.
Let's say Chuck Schumer, because he's the Democrat head of the Senate. If Trump said Chuck Schumer is dead on arrival, because he disagreed with something Trump wanted to do or didn't want to do. Yeah, Chuck's dead on arrival.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the firestorm that
would cause? They would try to have him arrested for conspiracy to commit murder.
That's not out of the question.
Yeah.
Biden says it, shrug his shoulders. He just shrug his shoulders. Anyway. And you know what's so crazy? He's so convinced, even in his demented state, that he'll get away with it. He knows. He repeats it for the reporter.
Yeah.
He's asked again on the tarmac, Speaker Johnson calls your Supreme Court reform dead on arrival. And Biden says, quote, that's what he is. And then the reporter says that he is like, what? What did you say? And Biden says he is dead on arrival. Shoo. And I mean, to do this now, a couple of weeks after Trump was almost assassinated, although yeah. I guess, I don't know, are they all assassination deniers now?
Yeah, apparently.
And by the way, somebody reminded me of this on the text line. Remember when Trump came out with the fist in the air and Mark Zuckerberg called it badass mm-hmm. and said it was really cool and that he was so inspired that he decided he wasn't going to censor Trump's accounts anymore, so Trump was welcome to use them on social media?
Yeah.
Now, he didn't say he wouldn't censor anyone who shared Trump's stuff. Okay. He didn't say that. He just said Trump could use the accounts. Right. He didn't promise not to censor the accounts. Well, that little rat, after saying it was, quote, badass, unquote, goes back and censors it. Well, which is it, Mark Zuckerberg? Is it badass or fake?
Yeah.
You said it was badass. If you thought it was fake, you should have followed it up, but he didn't. So what a hypocrite says mm-hmm. that and then goes right back into the Meta headquarters and censors people sharing it.
Not a bit
and
surprised.
They get notices, stop sharing it or your posts are going to not be seen by anyone.
Yeah, stop showing something that's real, that actually happened. We can't have that.
This is, I know I say it every day like a broken record. Thank God for Elon Musk. Thank God. Because he is driving the conversation. And you want to know why all this is happening? And it's good news. I'll tell you why. It's good. It should make you mad. When you go, just go look at Elon Musk's Twitter feed and look at raw power of free speech, right? That guy, he got like 130 million views this weekend on one of his tweets making fun of Kamala about her real record. And I'm here to tell you again, the entire mainstream media combined did not get 130 million views this weekend, but that one guy, Elon Musk, did, and the video is devastating. And then go to the next one, and go to the next one, and the next one. And all he's doing is amplifying real reporting on X. And I would say he is now more powerful than the entire mainstream media combined. I mean, just today he's giving Kamala a real headache because she said that the election of Maduro was the will of the Venezuelan people, essentially. And she's refusing to call out any of the violence. He's shooting protesters in the streets now. And, you know, Musk wailed on him. Tens of millions of views. This is a problem for them. I mean, this is huge.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. But do you know what the good news is? Do you know what the good news is? Because, yes, there is really good news. If you go on Google right now and you put Donald Trump in, just Donald Trump, the results come up exactly as they should. The first search result is Donald Trump VP pick. All right, that makes sense. It's the most recent news. The second one's Donald Trump assassination. Then Donald Trump net worth, age, news, Donald Trump 2024. It's exactly as it should look. And it would look if it was fair. We did that. The people did that. X did that. We embarrassed them into fixing this so that it doesn't hide the Trump assassination as it did when I started my show this morning at about 6 a.m. or yesterday morning at about 6 a.m. They fixed it first couple hours of the show. Only because the whole world saw and shame ensued. And that's the power of the First Amendment. I need to get conservatives to understand that. I need to do that. That's what I work at every day. Well, they're a private company. I mean, they can censor me if they want. No, they can't. Actually, it's federal law. They can't censor you. You're breaking the law. They get immunity protection. We don't have immunity protection. So if we say something is not true, you could sue us. You could sue our newsroom, bankrupt us, actually. So in order to allow social media to exist in the law that did it, that gave them bankruptcy protection from libel, because otherwise they'd have been gone years ago. Because they'd be responsible for everything published, right? So they got blanket immunity from libel. We don't have that. The news media doesn't have that. In exchange, they were supposed to be neutral platforms, not publishers. What does that mean? They take all comers, all points of view on everything. It could be anthropology. It could be politics. Doesn't matter. Take all comers. They censor nobody. One thing that would be censored, and it was spelled out in the legislation, was obviously crime, kiddie porn, snuff video, stuff like that. Makes sense. That was the deal. It's in the law. They're breaking the law when they do this. They do not have a right to censor you or me. They do not have a right to put their finger on the scale. And yet, the people I hear it from the most, well, you know, Zuckerberg owns that company, so if he wants the lot, nope, then he's a publisher. That's fine if he wants to be a publisher like we are. I'm fine with him being a publisher and deciding what to publish and what not to. But he loses his libel protection. He's got to go to libel court just like us if he publishes something that's incorrect. Like the lie that he told, that Facebook told this week, that the Trump assassination photo with his fist in the air and the blood dripping down was fake. That's a lie. All right. Well, you know what? The Secret Service agents in that photo should be able to sue Mark Zuckerberg then. Because that would mean they were staging a lie, right? That would do a lot of damage to them. They ought to be able to sue for libel. Mark Zuckerberg wants to be a publisher like us, like the media, then fine, he can accept the libel liability. But see, that's not what the law says. They don't get to have it both ways because it makes them all powerful, and Congress understood that from the beginning. So please don't text me anymore. Well, you know, if Zuckerberg wants to censor me and every Republican candidate, capitalism, he can do that. No, he can't. Actually, he can't. Just enforce the law. He can't, and neither can the FBI, by threatening Zuckerberg, because that's what's going on here. Look, Zuckerberg ultimately knows we're capitalists. Republicans are capitalists. As much as we hate Facebook, we're not going to break it up. We're not going to break up Twitter. We're not going to break up Facebook. We're not going to break up Instagram. Zuckerberg also knows the Democrats will, and they will do it in a way that punishes him if he does not censor for that. Elon Musk seems to not care. But like I said, they'll come after him if they win. See the power we still have, the power of shame and the truth, and it is on our side. Let me give you another example, because this was powerful. The Olympics, the Paris Olympics, opened with a bisexual threesome. Did you see that? It didn't get enough attention, I thought. It showed the full-on face of depravity of the left. And they're so insulated and isolated from the opinions of normal and regular people because they surround themselves with themselves. They thought it was fabulous. Yeah, bisexual threesome, who then shut the door to continue kissing each other. You couldn't watch the opening with your kids or they'd have seen a threesome. Never mind the flashing of the scrotum, the mocking of the Last Supper. And yes, they deliberately mocked the Last Supper. Do you know in the official Olympics publication that they handed out to people, the Olympic opening ceremony, that part of it was called Last Supper on the Seine, as in the Seine River. And then they lied about that too. That's the good news. The backlash was so severe, they had to pull the video of the opening off the website. And then when that wasn't enough, they had to apologize for it. Why? Why are they apologizing this morning and yesterday morning? Because of X. Because there's one place on earth where speech is free. One place on earth where you can get a beat down and respond back. You say what you want. I don't care. Defend it. I don't care. And they were forced to retreat in shame. Do you see the power in that? We will beat them on every single issue with the truth and with shame. We just got to have a free space to do it in. That's the answer. So, I mean, some of you get frustrated with me. You tell me all these things and you're bad, Tara, and I get frustrated because I don't know what to do. Free speech, free speech, free speech, free speech. There's just two examples in the last 48 hours. Again, you want three? Okay, let's go three. They got caught censoring. Why? They would be censoring all this. I'm talking, folks, if it weren't for Elon Musk and X, by the election, if not by 2 weeks from now, Americans would wander around thinking they saw a fake assassination. They would. That's how hard they were going to work on us. On Google, on Facebook, on Meta's AI. Again, shame and laughter at them because they were laughed at and mocked on X. Turns everything around. Turns everything around. For good. Now, what is getting mocked on X right now? Kamala is. Kamala is because she backed Maduro. And Maduro right now, you can go in my tweet and see, my tweets to see this, is executing people in the street for peacefully protesting. And Kamala Harris is backing him and she has not condemned it. Think about that. But they're going to work on her right now on X. Elon Musk led the pack. He said, it's going to be Venezuela here. And he retweeted her tweet saying we need to respect the will of the people of Venezuela who voted in this election. She meant Maduro. She's got nothing to say about him shooting people in the street. Nothing to say about him sending his colectivos to chase people away from the polls at gunpoint. Nope. And she's getting absolutely battered right now on Twitter, as she should. Now watch this. She is a communist, and as communist too, she wanted a communist out. She wanted to go commie out. It's who she is. She is one of them. She's going to have to walk this back. She'll walk it back. Look, I mean, I'm just looking at the last, 72 hours? They're all walking back. And now they're, you know what they're doing now? Now they're hiding in shame that whole Olympic thing. Why? I'll tell you why. As it communicated to them, look, we can't show our face like this before a major national election in America. I know it was over in France, but you can't have the public get a look at us. Why? We're weird. Look at what just happened in the last 48 hours, right? Because they got rolling polls. The world got a look at the actual left, the blasphemous, satanic, disgusting left. And it hurt the Democrats. And you know what they got in their internal polling? Weird. These people are weird. I don't know if I want to vote for these people. They're really weird. I mean, I'm kind of a Democrat, but wow, these people are weird. They're not like me. And then what happens? What happens? All of a sudden, they're out, every one of them on every channel calling us weird. Why? Because their internal polling shows people think they're weird. Even Elon Musk retweeted they should mix up the propaganda more. This is way too obvious. Listen to what he tweeted. This is 2 minutes across all of the networks. I'll play it when we get back. It's hilarious. Coming up. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter rates. This is how I feel too. Tara, the light of hope will shine through the darkness as I explained to my neighbors and told them As I explained to my neighbors and told them about Word Radio, they are listening now and meet me in the driveway daily telling me what they heard you say. I love it. So says Roger. That's so cool, Roger. Yeah, you know what? You can have that same experience with your neighbors, friends, people at church. You know, anyone you think might be like-minded, tell them about WORD. See, the problem we're having, and it's a good problem, is that we've gone from 50,000 watts to 100,000 watts. So we went from being heard in Greenville and two-thirds of Spartanburg, basically, to being heard in half of North Carolina, half of South Carolina, and parts of Georgia. So that'd be a really big advertising budget for us. We really just want to, we're in Pickens and Anderson. We'd really like to really dent those counties. A lot of people just don't know that they can hear us now on their radio and online. So especially if you have friends and family that are in Anderson or Pickens, but if they're any, I mean, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina, we go all the way to Virginia line almost and all the way to Charlotte. I mean, it's a huge coverage area. So if you know anybody, please tell them. And you know what else you could do? There's a lot of people right here that don't know about Word. I had a couple of neighbors actually recently start listening, and I had one of them say to me, do they just have this kind of radio here, or is it in other cities too? And I was shocked because the person is like a, you know, real good conservative, very like-minded, loves it. And I was like, you mean talk radio? And this person did not know about talk radio. And I'm like, yeah, many cities have it. Some of it's good, some of it's not. But yeah, and I was like, there's this guy named Rush Limbaugh, and he was the greatest. She didn't even know him. We forget there's people like that. Folks, you know what? I went and spoke to, I spoke at a vineyard, Point Lookout up in Hendersonville, and there was like 100 people there in North Carolina. So we're trying to spread the word. And these folks were Republican activists, keep in mind. So I went up there, I'm like, how many of you listen to Word? And I thought it'd be like, you know, 90 out of 100 hands. It was like 10. Like, you know, we're up in North Carolina, right? And they didn't know. They didn't know who I was. So we've got a lot of work to do to work our way into this new listening area. And we can't do it alone. We're asking for your help. So text keyword listen to the text line 71307. I'll give you a link there that you could share with friends and family. Or you could go like to my Twitter feed. I've got it pinned to the top right now. I've got it on Facebook. Or you can go to, you know, 98.9 Facebook. You know, just edge. We have it all over the place on all of our social media. And I know Bill and Charlie do too, and find a link and send it to friends and family. So please tell for us. I didn't mean to go on for so long, but please tell for. It does make a difference as it spreads. And listen, if they're in Wisconsin too, look, they could really benefit from a lot of this information. They're in a swing state. That's not actually in the directions from the management. I just added it. Yeah, you could do a lot by just sharing this station, A Light of the Truth. Texter writes, Tara, I literally choked on my water when Kamala's commercial came on saying she had saved kids from sex predators. Lie, lie, lie. Yeah, I guess she forgot the what, 90,000 kids she and Joe have lost? According to the New York Times, not me. Some of whom are working merely as slaves in factories, but others are sex slaves. Texter writes, hey, Tara. Oh, that's cool. I'm actually in Alexander County, North Carolina right now, and I can hear you clearly. That's awesome. Please tell four. Texter writes, make shame great again. Make shame great again. By the way, if you want to know what desperation sounds like, Elon Musk is right. He has a great tweet. This one did 19 million. He's mocking them. Folks, that was 12 hours ago. It's done 19 million. I'm willing to bet you ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN have not done 19 million views in the last 12 hours. But Elon Musk did. This is what's killing that. And it's a super cut of them saying, because it's clearly talking points, Rush Limbaugh would be playing it if he was on the air today. We're weird, 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 weird. Where'd they get that from? I'm telling you, their internal polling is telling them people think they're weird. And do you know what's caused it to flare up? Like a hemorrhoid attack. Just saw a commercial. Sorry. You know what's caused it to flare up like a hemorrhoid attack for them? It's the Olympics. They saw it and they're reminded of how weird the left is. And they're all beginning to think, you know, maybe I'm in a moderate. Maybe I don't need to vote for Democrats. I'm not really down with all of this very strange stuff, sacrilegious, almost demonic stuff they're doing. It's freaking me out. I'm telling you, it came back in their internal polling. People think they're weird. So what do? What they always do. They only have one play. They accuse us of what they are and what they're doing. Folks, this is just since the weekend. Elon Musk retweeted it and said they should mix up their propaganda more. It's way too obvious. Listen, it's funny and almost sort of desperate.
Some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
These guys are just weird. That's who CNN. They are.
As weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
CNN.
Super weird idea from MSNBC. J.D. Vance.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's quite weird. They're just plain weird.
Just plain CNN. Weird.
Just plain weird.
That stuff is weird. They come across weird and then they start being weird. Yeah, they're weird.
Being a really weird.
NBC. He's such a weirdo.
Donald Trump and his weirdo running mate are weird. Deeply and profoundly weird.
They are weird.
These Republicans just being weird. It's just weird.
CNN.
It's really weird.
Republican weirdness goes even deeper.
He said a lot of things that are weird, a weird style MSNBC. That he brings, weird policies.
We'll start with the weird thing, because it is a thing.
Just plain weird.
What CBS? Was weird was his talking about Diet Mountain Dew. Who drinks Diet Mountain Dew?
Who ever seen the guy laugh? That seems very weird to me that that an adult can go through 6.5 years of being in the public eye. If he has laughed, it's at someone, not with someone. That is weird behavior.
Weird and cultish.
These are weird people on the other side.
He kind of doubled down on his weird ideas.
I think weird is probably generous.
Simply weird.
These guys are just plain weird.
Vance as weird?
You know, as the campaign said, weird.
It really is just plain weird.
J.D. Vance, plain weird.
No, I mean, I don't know how else you could read it.
Weird. CBS. It is kind of weird.
We're not afraid of weird people.
The other
CNN.
Side, they're just weird.
Why are you being so weird?
Vance has done something more extreme, more weird.
No matter what CBS. Kind of weird stuff they keep saying.
Trump and Vance are just weird, in addition to being dangerous to democracy.
It's the weird part that's the most engaging.
Whom he addressed as my beautiful Christians, which was super weird.
Weird tech bro, J.D. Vance.
He's a weird guy.
J.D. Vance, uneasy and sort of weird.
Frankly, for lack of a better word, that he's weird.
Sarcastic remarks that aren't even funny, and he kind of shows that he can't really deliver.
3 days, folks. Yeah, so, again, what you know is their polling's telling them that people think they're weird. And that's how they handle it. Ralph has a really good observation. Talking about these white liberal women, most dangerous people on the planet, white liberal American women, in my opinion, especially when they vote. Ralph writes, Tara, we could write a dictionary of liberal speak. I have privilege. Translation, I am special. That's what they're saying. And Kamala Harris is segregating her volunteers by race. And the results are hilarious. So they trot out this Arielle Fedor. She's with White Women for Kamala. Can't just be volunteers for Kamala or even women for Kamala. It's got to be White Women for Kamala to give the marching orders. After she explains to them to be careful, because they're all influencers, okay? They all have big followings online. To be careful because she reminds them that they are toxic. I don't know how they do this with a straight face. I can't imagine saying someone, be careful. Now you know you're white, so you're toxic. Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, I'll be careful. I'm totally toxic. No. Okay. Arielle Fedor, listen to what she says then. And Ralph is right about this. I have privilege translates to I am special. I am more special than these black and it's BIPOC, stands for black, indigenous, brown people. And she says, you know, look, you're going to want to correct them. You are, because being a specialist, you are. I'm just translating. But, you know, you just have to sit back. And as much as you want to correct them, just let black people talk. This is the training for being a volunteer for Kamala if you're white.
As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals or, God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. So do learn from and amplify the voices of those who have been historically marginalized and use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change. As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So Ralph's actually just sent me another email. He's translating. As a white person, I realize I am special. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter rates. This is how I feel too. Tara, the light of hope will shine through the darkness as I explained to my neighbors and told them As I explained to my neighbors and told them about Word Radio, they are listening now and meet me in the driveway daily telling me what they heard you say. I love it. So says Roger. That's so cool, Roger. Yeah, you know what? You can have that same experience with your neighbors, friends, people at church. You know, just anyone you think might be like-minded. Tell them about WORD. See, the problem we're having, and it's a good problem, is that we've gone from 50,000 watts to 100,000 watts. So we went from being heard in Greenville and two-thirds of Spartanburg, basically, to being heard in half of North Carolina, half of South Carolina, and parts of Georgia. So that'd be a really big advertising budget for us. We really just want to, we're in Pickens and Anderson. We'd really like to really dent those counties. A lot of people just don't know that they can hear us now on their radio and online. So especially if you have friends and family that are in Anderson or Pickens, but if there are any, I mean, you know, North Carolina, South Carolina, I mean, we go all the way to Virginia line almost and all the way to Charlotte. I mean, it's a huge coverage area. So if you know anybody, please tell them. And you know what else you could do? There's a lot of people right here that don't know about Word. I had a couple of neighbors actually recently start listening, and I had one of them say to me, do they just have this kind of radio here, or is it in other cities too? And I was shocked because the person is like a, you know, real good conservative, very like-minded, loves it. And I was like, you mean talk radio? And this person did not know about talk radio. And I'm like, yeah, many cities have it. Some of it's good, some of it's not. But yeah, and I was like, there's this guy named Rush Limbaugh, and he was the greatest. She didn't even know him. We forget there's people like that. Those, you know what? I went and spoke to, I spoke at a vineyard, Point Lookout up in Hendersonville, and there was like 100 people there in North Carolina. So we're trying to spread the word. And these folks were Republican activists, keep in mind. So I went up there, I'm like, how many of you listen to Word? And I thought it'd be like, you know, 90 out of 100 hands. It was like 10. Like, you know, we're up in North Carolina, right? And they didn't know. They didn't know who I was. So we've got a lot of work to do to work our way into this new listening area. And we can't do it alone. We're asking for your help. So text keyword listen to the text line 71307. Give you a link there that you can share with friends and family. Or you could go like to my Twitter feed. I've got it pinned to the top right now. I've got it on Facebook. Or you can go to, you know, 98.9 Facebook. You know, just edge, we have it all over the place on all of our social media. And I know Bill and Charlie do too, and find a link and send it to friends and family. So please tell for us. I don't mean to go on for so long, but please tell for. It does make a difference as it spreads. And listen, if they're in Wisconsin too, look, they could really benefit from a lot of this information. They're in a swing state. That's not actually in the directions from the management. I just added it. Yeah, you could do a lot by just sharing this station, a light of the truth. Texter writes, Tara, I literally choked on my water when Kamala's commercial came on saying she had saved kids from sex predators. Lie, lie, lie. Yeah, I guess she forgot the what, 90,000 kids she and Joe have lost? According to the New York Times, not me. Some of whom are working merely as slaves in factories, but others are sex slaves. Texter writes, hey, Tara, oh, that's cool. I'm actually in Alexander County, North Carolina right now, and I can hear you clearly. That's awesome. Please tell four. Texter writes, make shame great again. Make shame great again. By the way, if you want to know what desperation sounds like, Elon Musk is right. He has a great tweet. This one did 19 million. He's mocking them. Folks, that was 12 hours ago. It's done 19 million. I'm willing to bet you ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN have not done 19 million views in the last 12 hours. But Elon Musk did. This is what's killing that. And it's a super cut of them saying, because it's clearly talking points, Rush Limbaugh would be playing it if he was on the air today. We're weird, 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 weird. Where'd they get that from? I'm telling you, their internal polling is telling them people think they're weird. And do you know what's caused it to flare up? Like a hemorrhoid attack. Just saw a commercial. Sorry. You know what's caused it to flare up like a hemorrhoid attack for them? It's the Olympics. They saw it and they're reminded of how weird the left is. And they're all beginning to think, you know, maybe I'm in a moderate. Maybe I don't need to vote for Democrats. I'm not really down with all of this very strange stuff, sacrilegious, almost demonic stuff they're doing. It's freaking me out. I'm telling you, it came back in their internal polling. People think they're weird. So what do? What they always do. They only have one play. They accuse us of what they are and what they're doing. Folks, this is just since the weekend. Elon Musk retweeted it and said they should mix up their propaganda more. It's way too obvious. Listen, it's funny and almost sort of desperate.
Some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
These guys are just weird. That's who CNN. They are.
As weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
CNN.
Super weird idea from MSNBC. J.D. Vance.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's quite weird. They're just plain weird.
Just plain CNN. Weird.
Just plain weird.
That stuff is weird. They come across weird and then they start being weird. Yeah, they're weird.
Being a really weird.
He's such a weirdo.
Donald Trump and his weirdo running mate are weird. Deeply and profoundly weird.
They are weird.
These Republicans just being weird. It's just weird.
CNN.
It's really weird.
Republican weirdness goes even deeper.
He said a lot of things that are weird. A weird style MSNBC. That he brings. Weird policies.
Let's start with the weird thing, because it is a thing.
Just plain weird.
What CBS? Was weird was talking about Diet Mountain Dew. Who drinks Diet Mountain Dew?
You ever seen the guy laugh? That seems very weird to me that that an adult can go through 6.5 years of being in the public eye. If he has laughed, it's at someone, not with someone. That is weird behavior.
Weird and cultish.
These are weird people on the other side.
He kind of doubled down on his weird ideas.
I think weird is probably generous.
Simply weird. These guys are just plain weird.
Vance as weird?
You know, as the campaign said, weird.
It really is just plain weird.
J.D. Vance, plain weird.
No, I mean, I don't know how else you could read it.
Weird. CBS? It is kind of weird.
We're not afraid of weird people.
The other
CNN?
Side, they're just weird.
Why are you being so weird?
Vance has done something more extreme, more weird.
No matter what CBS? Kind of weird stuff they keep saying.
Trump and Vance are just weird, in addition to being dangerous to democracy.
It's the weird part that's the most engaging.
Whom he addressed as my beautiful Christians, which was super weird.
Weird tech bro J.D. Vance.
He's a weird guy.
J.D. Vance, uneasy and sort of weird.
Frankly, for lack of a better word, that he's weird.
Sarcastic remarks that aren't even funny, and he kind of shows that he can't really deliver.
3 days, folks. Yeah, so, again, what you know is their polling's telling them that people think they're weird. And that's how they handle it. Ralph has a really good observation. Talking about these white liberal women, most dangerous people on the planet, white liberal American women, in my opinion, especially when they vote. Ralph writes, Tara, we could write a dictionary of liberal speak. I have privilege. Translation, I am special. That's what they're saying. And Kamala Harris is segregating her volunteers by race. And the results are hilarious. So they trot out this Arielle Fedor. She's with white women for Kamala. Can't just be volunteers for Kamala or even women for Kamala. It's got to be white women for Kamala to give the marching orders. After she explains to them to be careful, because they're all influencers, okay? They all have big followings online. To be careful because she reminds them that they are toxic. I don't know how they do this with a straight face. I can't imagine saying someone, be careful. Now you know you're white, so you're toxic. Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll be careful. I'm totally toxic. No. Okay. Arielle Fedor, listen to what she says then. And Ralph is right about this. I have privilege translates to I am special. I am more special than these black and it's BIPOC, stands for black, indigenous, brown people. And she says, you know, look, you're going to want to correct them. You are, because being a specialist, you are. I'm just translating. But, you know, you just have to sit back. And as much as you want to correct them, just let black people talk. This is the training for being a volunteer for Kamala if you're white.
As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals or, God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. So do learn from and amplify the voices of those who have been historically marginalized and use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change. As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So Ralph's actually just sent me another email. He's translating. As a white person, I realize I am special. But let people of color speak, even though they are not special. That's what she's saying. Look how special I am. I am so privileged. Did you know I have 1.5 million followers? Did I mention that? Oh, okay, sorry. And again, BIPOC means it's black and other people of color. Now, I know you're going to want to interrupt him and correct him because we're so much smarter than they are. But see, you got to let him speak. We are volunteers for Kamala and we're white. And we're special, more special even than all the other white people who are not volunteers for Kamala. Listen to the condescension. This is one of those racist things I've ever heard. Folks, you know what? Nobody talked like this in America until Barack Obama was elected. I will never forget. They do this. Gallup does this poll every year. And the poll is on race relations. How good do black people, white people think race relations are? Since Barack Obama became president, it dropped by 20 full percentage points from where it was in 1996 when it hit a high. And it's never recovered. Why? Because the left poisons race relations with bizarre stuff like this. Nobody in America talked this way. If you did, they would have thought you were well. They would have thought you were.
And some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
Weird is perfect vernacular. And there is something weird about these guys. Trump's hair is weird.
And 3 days ago, the name...
Ralph has a really good observation. Talking about these white liberal women, most dangerous people on the planet, white liberal American women, in my opinion, especially when they vote. Ralph writes, Tara, we could write a dictionary of liberal speak. I have privilege. Translation, I am special. That's what they're saying. And Kamala Harris is segregating her volunteers by race. And the results are hilarious. So they trot out this Ariel Fedor. She's with white women for Kamala. Can't just be volunteers for Kamala or even women for Kamala. It's got to be white women for Kamala to give the marching orders. After she explains to them to be careful, because they're all influencers, okay? They all have big followings online. To be careful because she reminds them that they are toxic. I don't know how they do this with a straight face. I can't imagine saying someone, be careful. Now you know you're white, so you're toxic. Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll be careful. I'm totally toxic. No. Okay. Ariel Fedor, listen to what she says then. And Ralph is right about this. I have privilege translates to I am special. I am more special than these black and it's BIPOC stands for black, indigenous, brown people. And she says, you know, look, you're going to want to correct them. You are, because being as special as you are, I'm just translating. But, you know, you just have to sit back. And as much as you want to correct them, just let black people talk. This is the training for being a volunteer for Kamala if you're white.
As white women, we need to use our privilege to make positive changes. If you find yourself talking over or speaking for BIPOC individuals or, God forbid, correcting them, just take a beat. And instead, we can put our listening ears on. So do learn from and amplify the voices of those who have been historically marginalized and use the privilege you have in order to push for systemic change. As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So Ralph's actually just sent me another email. He's translating. As a white person, I realize I am special. But let people of color speak, even though they are not special. That's what she's saying. Look how special I am. I am so privileged. Did you know I have 1.5 million followers? Did I mention that? Oh, okay, sorry. And again, BIPOC means it's black and other people of color. Now, I know you're going to want to interrupt him and correct him because we're so much smarter than they are. But see, you got to let him speak. We are volunteers for Kamala and we're white. And we're special, more special even than all the other white people who are not volunteers for Kamala. Listen to the condescension. This is one of those racist things I've ever heard. Folks, you know what? Nobody talked like this in America until Barack Obama was elected. I will never forget. They do this. Gallup does this poll every year. And the poll is on race relations. How good do black people, white people think race relations are? Since Barack Obama became president, it dropped by 20 full percentage points from where it was in 1996 when it hit a high. And it's never recovered. Why? Because the left poisons race relations with bizarre stuff like this. Nobody in America talked this way. If you did, they would have thought you were well. They would have thought you were.
And some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
Weird is perfect vernacular. And there is something weird about these guys. Trump's hair is weird.
And 3 days ago, the
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.